On Wall Street today, Dow Industrials gaining 305 points. The NASDAQ climbed 180. S&P 500 up 45. This is SRN News.
We've heard about MediShare, and you know what it is? It's the affordable alternative to health insurance. But you've wondered, can I really save a significant amount of money on my monthly health care bills? And the answer is an emphatic yes, you can. You could save a lot of money, whether it's just for you or for an entire family. MediShare has an option for you. In fact, the typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And it really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. You get free telehealth services. You get a huge network of doctors. You get great customer support. And you get the sense of security that comes from being a part of 400,000 people who share not just each other's medical bills, but purpose too. MediShare is a community of Christians who pull together and pray for each other, which is very refreshing right now. If you want more info, it's so simple. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE. 844-45-BIBLE.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding.
Well, hi, everybody. We've taken a giant step backward from earlier in the week as far as the temperatures go. Much cooler air still funneling in. Some widely scattered showers around tonight. Overnight low temperature down to about 49. Tomorrow, a cool day for April with a high temperature barely into the upper 60s. Some widely scattered showers around from time to time on Friday. And showers and maybe some thunderstorms become likely during the day on Saturday. Saturday's high 70. Slight chance of showers on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Make this summer one you'll never forget with a new car, truck, or SUV from Brubaker Motors. From our dealership to your driveway. It's better at Brubaker.com.
The following is a paid program by Earnest Financial. The views and opinions are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Welcome to the 13th Hour.
Health and Wealth. Health and Wealth. Health and Wealth.
This is the Health and Wealth Radio Network.
I'll circle back with you if there's more to convey.
And now, because it's the law, here is your legal disclaimer. All matters discussed on the Health and Wealth Show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources and no representations can be made as to their accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our highly qualified representatives prior to implementation.
It's got to be funky.
And that is your legal disclaimer. And by the way, have you called David Earnest? Call him right now at 279-7431. Or if you're in the Birmingham area, call 205-479-0839. Let David Earnest put you on the path to financial security. Call David Earnest today.
Is your money working for you? Would you like higher returns with lower risks? David Earnest of Earnest Financial Retirement Rollovers has custom-tailored strategies. With over 30 years in the industry, let him help you achieve your dreams. Earnest Financial, where they are always earnest about your money. Visit retirewithearnest.com or call 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Earnest Financial.
This is your roving reporter, and today I'm speaking with the Invisible Man. Well, I thought I was speaking to the Invisible Man. He does not seem to be... Hello! Oh, there you are.
Yeah, man. Sorry. I was just messing with you.
Tell me, what are some of the advantages to being an Invisible Man?
You can save money on dry cleaning, and it's easier to sneak into the movies.
And like so many other unusual people I talk to, you probably use David Earnest as your asset preservationist.
Oh, wow, man. You saw right through me on that one.
I understand he's been in the business almost 40 years.
And you can put David to work for you today by calling 279-7431.
An unsolicited testimonial for asset preservationist David Earnest from the Invisible Man.
That's right, man.
One final question. How is it you save money on dry cleaning?
Well, invisible men don't wear clothes, man.
Really? You're not standing behind me, are you?
our super secret studio, where we're stealing our cable off the neighbors, so keep it quiet. David Ernest brings you the Health and Wealth Show.
Woo!
Have you called David Ernest? Call him right now at 279-7431 or in the Birmingham area. Call 205-479-0839. Set up your free, no obligation sit down with David. He can tell you some things about your money that you probably don't know. David could also tell you that his special guest tonight is truth seeker and truth speaker Terry Adams. Call 272-9228 and ask any question you want. Now, here he is, the Prince of Portfolios, the Grand Duke of Dividends, the Professor of Prosperity. It's David Ernest.
There he is.
Thank you.
Zooming in.
And, with the invisible man.
Yes. Too Tall is here somewhere. I can't see him.
I'm invisible man.
I can hear him.
Yes, he's the invisible man.
Yes. Terry's here.
I'm here.
Wait a minute. Let me get your mic.
Terry. I'm micless, but I am here.
Is that better? There you are.
Now I'm not
there. Now we hear it.
There he is.
Loud and clear.
So how is everybody?
How are you doing,
Terry? Oh, I'm okay, Dave. How about you?
Hanging in there. Doing Amen. Pretty good. Actually, we've got some good news on some things.
Good. That's a good thing.
Yeah, it's kind of exciting the way things are going here. We're going to be doing some town hall meetings here pretty soon. We're getting some
good
traction on that from some of the politicians.
Good.
Also, we're about to hopefully go 7 days a week in Birmingham. We're one
Sweet.
Day a week now, but we visited with them, and it sounds like we got a real good shot at that. And, you know, it's just, and the weather's getting warm, you know?
It's
a lot of good stuff.
Yeah,
it's a win-win.
So good stuff.
Yeah, we're still supposed to get some rain, I think, for the weekend.
Yeah, it's going to be cool tonight.
Cool's good.
We can deal with it.
Yep.
We can deal with it. Yep. Well, tonight is answer question nights.
Cool. Yeah.
Cool.
That would be where we let people call in and just ask any question they want to ask.
We answer them. And if we can't answer the question, we'll tell you that we can't answer it on the radio because there's a lot of what we call... regulations about answering questions.
Oh, sure.
If you notice, some of these guys that answer questions, they just keep it like get out of debt and put your money in the mutual fund.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even say that. You know, anybody knows that.
Generic answer.
That's a good thing. But these questions can be in detail. As long as they're dealing in the realm of what we handle,
sure,
no problem. Otherwise, we'll have to, you know, defer the question.
Well, I think it speaks highly that you know your limitations. That's important.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we have to know our limitations. Otherwise, we could get in trouble. You know, we live in a very, very, very regulated...
Amen.
You know...
Everything's regulated, Dave.
Uh-huh. It's all. It's all regulation.
Yes, sir.
Everything is about regulation. But anyway, I would like to see if someone would like to ask a question and keep it to a short interval, you know, like a minute or something like that, so we can get around and talk about everything we want to talk about tonight. So how's your week been going, Terry?
It's going. You know, I'm about to start a 10-day water-only fast, probably Sunday, so it's going to get real interesting next
week. I guess so. Now, you're going to drink nothing but water for 10 days.
Yeah. I'm trying to make my body as inhospitable as possible to this what they call Morgellons, the fibers and stuff, and see what happens.
Wow. Well, you know, you can live longer without food than you can
You can't live without water. Nope.
So I wish you the best on that.
Thank you. But everything's
going
okay.
Yeah, me too. Let me know if it works.
I will.
You'll probably feel incredible by the end of it, honestly. Yeah.
I hope so.
Yeah, I've been working out some. Finally got me a trainer and everything. But
good.
You've got to do the things you've got to do. I mean, you know, you've got this body as a temple, and you got to take care of it the best you can.
Absolutely.
And, you know, we don't need to be doing crazy things and not doing the right things with our body or with our money.
There you go.
Or with our families, you know.
It's all connected. It's all interconnected.
Because these things can come back to bite you.
Yeah, it's all interconnected.
All interconnected.
Mm-hmm.
Tonight, if anyone has any questions about, you know, finances or anything you want to ask us, feel free to give us a call, 272-9228, area code 334. And we will be granting a pizza
Mr.
G's for the best answered question.
pizza.
The best ask question.
There you go. The quality of the question.
Yes.
So just call us if you have a question.
So are we like playing Stump the Band here? I'm just, any question or well, of course, finance would be a good
something
thing.
In relation to what we talk about.
Well, sure, that makes perfect sense.
But you know, we've noticed that there's been a lot of things politically been going on. Hey, Terry, have you noticed these UFOs there, or what do you call them?
Unidentified aerial phenomena, UAPs.
Yeah, they seem to be picking up.
The 2019 stuff, the Navy or the Pentagon, they just came out and said, hey, the footage is real. The Navy confirmed it.
Yeah, that's all out there. It's all out there in the public domain right now. Mm-hmm. I think they changed it to UAP because that way if any of us ever get real curious and it winds up in court and they say, have you ever seen a UFO? They can say, no, I don't know what you're talking about. Because they're not UFOs anymore. They're UAPs. Yeah, they love to play with that.
Regardless of what they want to call them, there's something.
Well,
there's something to it,
IBD.
Exactly.
Okay.
I'd be dumb. That's it.
Well, I was thinking something a little harsher than that.
I've got some friends that swear they've seen these things. I have to say I've never seen one.
We look at one daily. Every day that you see Nancy Pelosi, you're
there you go. You're seeing an alien, that's for sure.
That's an alien. Definitely an alien. It alienates me anyway.
That's an ugly foreign object right there.
You know, there's a lot of artificial stuff to that. So,
one of the videos that they released shows a series of triangles up in the sky, and those very well could be ours because we have something called a TR-3B, which is a triangular, totally silent craft. We know we've had it for at least 25 years, and it supposedly came from technology we gleaned from the crash at Roswell, but who knows, because we backward engineered all this stuff, so who knows?
I understand some of the other technology we have gotten was the microwave oven.
Yep, Velcro. The chips, you know, everything, yeah.
Them aliens is smart.
Yep. They got to be to get here.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. But, you know, so it seems like we have all these, I just call them circumstantial evidence because, you know, it's there and we know that it's something, but nobody wants to talk about what it is.
The big question is, does it represent a threat? And I think that's one they're dancing around because obviously it does. Because if we don't know who they are, how did they get here? Obviously, they're more technically advanced than we are. So in my book, that's a threat.
And I think that they act like they're treating it as a potential threat. We just don't know what's going on behind closed doors.
Exactly.
You know, when it goes back to Gordon Cooper said that he had a film crew and they were filming some stuff. And this thing landed in a lake bed, looked like a saucer. A little man got out, they took pictures of it and video. And he asked his uplines where to send this thing. Now, this is an astronaut.
Who's gone through all the protocols. That's right. His background, everything's been checked. He's NASA, you know? Yeah. You're right.
And he sends these films to some upline person, and he checks back, and they're just mysteriously disappeared.
Yeah. What film? So, what are you talking
about? Like what?
That never happened.
Yep. It happens. You
That's
know,
how it goes.
Bill Cooper, when he was second in command on a aircraft carrier, he's standing out on the deck one night. He's the guy on watch. And here comes a craft out from nowhere. It goes bloop straight into the water. No splash, no nothing. And he's like, what do I do? Do I report it? Because if I report it, they're gonna pull me aside, and I'm going to be stuck in a room with three weird-looking guys for like 4 days until they convince me I didn't see what I saw. And fortunately, the captain came out, and it came back, went out of the water and circled back and came back again. So they both saw it. But they still wound up for 3 days.
At least they knew they weren't crazy at that point.
Mm-hmm. You know, they have these ufology type of meetings and stuff. They had one guy that came out from... I think it was like 66, 67. Mm-hmm. He was down in a missile silo. He said these saucer-like craft came to these missile silos.
Yep, shut them down.
And shut the power down.
That's right. To prevent a launch.
And, you know, this was reported to happen also in places like Russia.
Yep.
So, you know, why would this be going on? Is there something we don't know that wants to keep us from getting in trouble?
Yes.
Or is it something that we don't know is trying to kind of bully us around, or is it just plain crazy stuff? And
maybe it's just pure curiosity.
Well,
Something that we've made, or that in conjunction we've made with some type of technology that we obtained that wasn't here naturally. I don't know. But when you start to find physics, that's when I get interested, because I go, that's either some type of camera trick, which I don't believe it is, or this thing is pulling more G's than a human being could ever do.
I can explain that.
It could possibly be remote controlled. I don't know.
I can explain that. From the patents that are out there and what Postman has told me, the people he's talked to, these craft have an atmosphere inside of them. So whatever happens on the outside does not affect the inside. That's how they can make a 90-degree turn at 5,000 miles an hour and people's brains stay in their heads. Because it has what's inside. It's called a vibrational damper or something. There's a name for it that the military
anti-gravity has. Thing.
And it just doesn't affect what's inside the craft. It's incredible.
Right. So we have all these things that we have no questions answered.
Exactly. We're not going to get. I don't think we're going to get.
We're very curious about it. But then there's all these secrets that are being kept away from us. I mean, I've been talking to a lot of intelligent people in the medical field, scientists type folks, and most of them are convinced that this coronavirus came out of a laboratory in China. You know, there's so much evidence. Circumstantial evidence that this happened. No one really believes that it came out of a bat in a wet market.
No.
It's really hard to believe.
Yeah, because it had to have been sequenced somewhere, a laboratory somewhere. It had to have been. That's how it works, right, Dave?
Exactly. And that's exactly right. And one of the things that caught my interest is that Congressman Mo Brooks said, based on what he had heard and knew, that's what he thought where it came from, a lab.
Yep.
Well, you know, they experimented with COVID-19 in a laboratory in Wuhan with bats and other animals, subspecies. But, I mean, they've admitted to that. Mm-hmm. So why wouldn't they just say, oh, yeah, it came from, I mean, you know, you're lying without lying. They're telling
Well, because
hats,
they don't want to be
responsible.
They
can't just go, oh, we were negligent and it got out. Yeah, it's our fault. It's our negligence that's responsible.
They don't want to be responsible for what could happen.
That's right.
And I'm telling you, that's exactly what they're doing with the stock market. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They're feeding the stock market all this stimulus, and they're pumping everything up because they don't want to be responsible for what will ultimately happen.
Collapse.
And that is a Great Depression.
Absolutely.
If they don't do something about it. And I think they're not going to be able to stop it. I think they're not going to be able to stop at least a massive correction.
Wow.
There's so many financial folks that know a lot more than me, economists, that are saying this is inevitable.
Right.
It's inevitable. It's going to happen. We have gone too far.
Well, David, what can people do to be protected? If we know this is coming, we don't know when, but we know it's coming. What can people do to protect their money? Because a lot of people out there, particularly the older people that are my age, 60 and plus, this is money we got to live on until we die. So how do they keep that money from being taken away?
Well, you can put it into a product that has guaranteed principal, guaranteed fixed account, meaning it's promised and guaranteed not to.
So the principal's never touched, right?
And any interest that's added to it can't go away either.
Wow.
So essentially, it's real simple. These are insurance products that are tax deferred, and some of them are tax free. You never pay taxes on any of these until you pull money out.
Gotcha.
And you can put IRAs in them. You can put qualified accounts. You can put 401ks inside these things. In 2020, January 2020, the SECURE Act opened the door to let these things come in. You know why I think they did that? Because they're afraid if they didn't have a mechanism in there to keep people from losing their monies, there would be a great outcry. The problem is what they put in there is not as good as what could be put on the outside, like what we do.
Right.
In other words, a rollover
or
something like that. We got some magnificent products right now. But if the stock market goes up, we make good money. If the stock market goes down, we lose no money.
There
Plus, we have these gigantic bonuses, and we have this tax deferral and this tax-free stuff. So here's the problem. When they start raising the taxes, the tax deferral is going to help. In other words,
right.
If it's tax deferred, you can wait till you till the taxes maybe come back down or whatever, you know, or you control your taxes. If you're in this, if you're in the stock market and you're not inside a qualified account, meaning a 401k or IRA or something, you have to pay taxes every year on the capital gains of long-term and short-term, you know, pass-through, if it's a mutual fund or whatever it is. If it's stocks, then sometimes, you know, you can delay it by not selling them, but you can't protect yourself by holding on to them for a long time. And even then, the dividends have to have taxes paid on them. But here's the problem, and I've talked about this a lot lately. Biden wants to tear the playhouse up. Yep. What he wants to do is destroy the ability to make money in the stock market because the taxes will be ridiculous. In other words, he wants to ratchet up the taxes at least 30-40% and higher than it is now. But also he wants to take away the ability to pass assets to a loved one that's not your spouse.
Oh, man.
By causing all taxes to be due immediately. What we, you know, on at death. What we do, these non-qualified accounts, they don't work like that. We have the ability to continue being tax deferred unless for some reason the government goes back and changes some rules that the IRS has already private lettered to a bunch of our companies that we deal with. So I have, if this continues, and I think it will, we have a secret weapon. A very, very, very good secret weapon against Biden's plan that no one even looked at. No one was really sure about it because it wasn't in the tax code, obviously, but it's in there. In other words, you can use it. And it's not illegal because there was a private letter ruling from the IRS. So what I'm trying to tell everyone is there's going to be some there are weapons. You need to be educated on these weapons that we have, these products that we have. Why? Because they could save your life, literally. I mean, if you save your assets from taxes, you save your assets from the stock market dropping, that could literally save you and your family's life. Why? Because you need to keep your wealth. You don't want to lose it to what's going on. This crazy stuff that's going on right now. They lied to us about the UFOs. They lied to us about all these other things. They lied to us about what's going on down in Texas with the wall. They lied to us about Portland. They lied to us about who killed who.
That's right.
They lie about everything.
They do.
Do you not think they're lying, potentially lying now when they say, don't worry about it, everything will be okay?
Because everything's not going to be okay.
No.
No, you're right.
I agree.
Yeah. So if anyone's got any questions, they want to call it 334-272-9228 and ask anything about what I'm talking about, I'd be glad to entertain those questions. Otherwise, we'll just keep right on going about their lying. We know they are.
They are.
You know, I mean, we sit around and we think, I have folks come in here all the time, they say, well, what do you think about Social Security, David? Do you think they're going to cut it? I even asked Mo Brooks this question the other day, and of course, he said they weren't going to cut Social Security. I agree. They're not going to cut the Social Security.
Not per se, right.
But that it's a trick. They're going to tax it. You're right, Terry.
Yep.
They're going to tax it just like they do everything else. Look what they're... Look, Biden said, oh, we got all these tax advantages with all this stuff when people put money in the stock market. Now they want to take practically all of those tax advantages away. What do you think that really will do to the stock market when that happens?
Ooh, not good.
Not good things. When people say, okay, my taxes are going through the roof. Okay, I'm going to have to pay taxes no matter what. I can't get away from them. And they're going to get worse. They're going to try to evade it.
Yep.
You know, they're going to try to change things. They're going to try to get in different products. They're going to try to do other things. And that's not going to help the market because people will be selling. You know, when this thing hits the top part of the market, it's going to hit the fan. In other words, it's going to be the end of all the ups.
Yep.
And they know this.
Yep.
The question is not if, the question is when.
That's right.
We are on a disastrous this is going to be a disaster. It's headed for a disastrous ending.
Yep.
It's not going to be good. Why? Because there's no way in the world this debt can be supported. There's no way in the world There's no way in the world that these stocks are worth 10 to 20 times what the companies are worth.
Right.
I mean, like, you know, a lot of these car companies, a lot of these other stocks, they're not worth this kind of money. So when people realize they're not worth this kind of money, what do you think they're going to do when everybody finally realizes it? Yes, exactly. It's not going to be good.
No,
so these are the things that we've been saying for months and months. Why? Because it is out of whack.
Yeah, big time.
I mean, it's completely crazy to think that something like a Bitcoin could go up to, you know, from almost zero to now, what, $60,000 per Bitcoin, and they're predicting $1 million or $200,000.
Mm-hmm.
From what?
Exactly.
I mean, what country? You've got India making it illegal to have Bitcoin or have cryptocurrencies. Now you're having it, the United States may make it illegal to have cryptocurrencies. What do you think that's going to do to that big bubble?
Oh, yeah, it's going to pop it.
Yeah, so if you're on the huge ride and you've got a lot of money that's already, you know, been made, mm-hmm. you might want to think about hanging on to what you got, you know, because it could change on you. It could turn on a dime.
Yes, sir. You're correct.
Exactly.
272-9228, folks. Call. Any questions you have, call. They can answer them. I promise you they can.
Yeah, we can answer most of the questions. But, you know, I think we all have the same fears. I think we all have the same problems. We don't trust the government.
No, you can't.
We don't trust what they're doing.
No.
And we know that something smells really bad.
They've lost the benefit of the doubt with me. I don't know about y'all, but they have with me.
Yeah.
And they've also shown that they don't really care.
No, they don't. They couldn't care less. We're just consumers.
If they care less for us to let other people come in to take our stuff, that's the immigration. If they care less for us that they let someone else tax us more so they can give away more to the folks who didn't work, they care less for us.
That's right.
You know, the one thing, when I took economics and they said, you know what government really is all about, what the main job for government is?
What's that?
Redistribution of wealth.
There you go.
They take from Peter to pay Paul, and that way they get votes and they stay in power.
Yep.
That's the trick, and it's being used on us right now. We're being tricked.
Yep, the can gets kicked.
We're being used.
Gets kicked and kicked and kicked and kicked and kicked, and nobody ever solves the problems.
No, they never do.
No.
And this explosion of debt, have you heard anybody say we got to take care of this debt, or we just want more of it?
No, they just keep spending. No. They keep spending money we don't have.
Exactly. So this can't continue.
No, it's impossible. Don't add up. If I ran my business the way that they run the government, oh, my God, I wouldn't be open 2 weeks.
Well, I kind of look at it like writing a bad check.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, well, here's some money, and it might be good here in a little while. Maybe. And, again, it might not
be. You're going to want to hold on to that one for a couple
of
months.
Hang on to that. I'm going to post-date this money here, right? You know.
I had some folks that passed on down word. They said, we thought we had some money, and then when the Confederacy fell, we had nothing.
There you go.
Cash.
Yeah.
And, you know, the same thing can happen to any country.
Amen.
You know, don't think it can't.
David, do you remember on the Beverly Hillbillies when the little old guy come from back in the hills, and it was Granny and Jed's friend? I can't think of what his name was.
Which one?
The one that had the big money.
Oh yeah,
and Mr. Drysdale thought he had a whole lot of money. Turns out he had a jar full of Confederate money, and it was bigger. It was bigger than the rest of the money. I met that guy one time at the thing here in Montgomery with they had George Lindsay when he had the golf tournament.
Yeah,
I can't think of the fellow's name, but he was Shorty Kelly was his name in the show, but I don't remember what his real name was. Hey, you know, we got to take this short break.
Already?
Yes, we do.
Man, it's
time's
flying
by. We'll be back in just a moment with more of the Health and Wealth Show. If you want to call in a question for Terry about anything going on in the world that he can tell you about, 272-9228. If you want to ask David about your money. And Matthew's there. He's in invisible mode right now, though. I can't see him.
He's there.
He's there.
You
I can
hear him. Yeah.
272-9228. Thanks for tuning in to the Health and Wealth Show. We'll be right back.
David Ernest will return after these important messages.
This is your roving reporter, and today I'm talking with an alien.
Hello!
So I guess that's your spaceship over there.
Yeah, the one on the left.
I see. And what brings you to Earth today? Would you like me to take you to our leader?
Oh, no, I just got some business with my friend, David Ernest.
Wait a minute. You're telling me that you come from another planet to see an asset preservationist here on Earth.
You got that right. The man is the best in the galaxy.
And just why is that?
Well, he takes care of all his clients, and you never lose any money like you would do if you were in the stock market.
So do a lot of aliens come here to Earth to see David Ernest?
Yeah, but, you know, you can call him at 279-7431.
279-7431?
Yeah, man, that's right.
Before we go, I have one question.
Okay.
Have you ever seen any little green men from Mars?
No, but one time I saw some Klingons around you.
Don't even go there.
Is your money working for you? Would you like higher returns with lower risks? David Ernest of Ernest Financial Retirement Rollovers has custom-tailored strategies. With over 30 years in the industry, let him help you achieve your dreams. Ernest Financial, where they are always earnest about your money. Visit retirewithernest.com or call 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Ernest Financial.
On a Thursday afternoon, about 1:45, Mr. Knowledge makes the greatest discovery of his career.
Wow, that is the best cup of coffee I ever made.
About an hour later, he discovered time travel.
Well, it's just something I've been working on in my spare time.
These are Adventures Through Time and Space with Mr. Knowledge.
Let's see now. We're going to set it for a Saturday afternoon about 3:30 at the wedding reception of Joe Biden Sr. and his brand new bride, Catherine.
And as he flips the switch, Mr. Knowledge travels through time and space. Soon, he finds himself at a lavish wedding reception.
Oh, hello. You must be the bride and groom.
Yeah, that's right. And who are you?
Why, I'm Mr. Knowledge, and I know everything.
Well, what can we do for you, Knowledge?
Oh, nothing. Just heard you guys got married, and I wanted to just stop by and ask you how you fixed for birth control.
Why, you...
Tune in next time for more Adventures Through Time and Space with Mr. Knowledge.
Oh, that is gonna leave a mark. I wonder if there's cake.
Howdy, all you cowboys and cowgirls. Welcome back to the Health and Wealth Show. Have you called David Ernest? Well, round up your phone and call David right now. Call 279-7431 or in the Birmingham area call 205-479-0839. You will get a call back from David, Tootle Matthew, or Princess Leah, and you'll find out just how easy it is to corral your finances and plan for a great retirement. Now, here's the man who heard they were shooting at the OK Corral, and he didn't go because he never makes a good picture. It's the old sidewinder himself.
Ooh, David, boy, that horse.
Ernest.
We got back in here just in time. We was out just shooting the breeze.
Shooting the breeze.
Yeah.
It had to be shot.
Had to run up the stairs. The services will be held tomorrow. And, oh, man, stairs are not my friend. So, welcome back to the Health and Wealth Show.
Yes.
We've got open phones if you'd like to call. And just, you know, David has such good information about your money.
You need to hear it, folks. I'm telling you.
Yes, you do.
You need to hear it.
With the shenanigans the government's up to now, they're now Biden is... what do you call it? Saber rattling.
Oh, yeah.
And he's getting tough on Russia. Well,
yeah, right.
I got no doubt in my mind Vladimir Putin wouldn't come over here and just
kick his tapioca bowl of pudding butt up one side of D.C. and down the other.
Exactly. And we do have a call.
Wow, good.
Let's go to the phone. You're on the air with David, Terry, and Too Tall Matthew. Cuss. Who's this? Identify yourself and don't cuss.
Thank you.
Well, now you just take all the fun out of it.
Call it
well, I'm sorry.
That FCC is their fault.
They'll come get you.
This is This is Blair. I have a question that I don't understand about income tax and Social Security.
You called the right number.
David's right here. Go ahead.
What is the difference in when you have a limit on how much you can draw once you retire, and you have a limit on how much you can draw before they withdraw, they draw, take back part of your Social Security, and the actual taxes that you have to pay on Social Security, regardless of how much you draw in retirement?
Good question. Okay, here's the way the Social Security law is written. I'll go back in time. When it first came out, there was absolutely no taxes on Social Security at all. Mm-hmm. They didn't tax it. They didn't penalize anything. They didn't tax anything. Then they moved it to 50%. And then later on, they moved it to 85% that's taxable, plus these penalties that you're talking about. How these penalties work is that you can actually retire at age 62. But anyone who's retiring at age 62 that didn't retire through a disability, if you're retired at age 62 just because you want to retire for Social Security, your benefits will be about 25% less than someone who retires at like age 66 or 67, okay? Now, okay, on top of that, you will have a limit of how much money you make until you get to your true retirement age. Your primary retirement age.
Okay, I'm 72.
Okay, well, at your age, you can make all the money you want, and there will be no penalty as far as Social Security goes, because you're older than 66. Your regular retirement age was 65. Excuse me. Regular retirement age for a 72-year-old was 65. So as soon as you hit 65, there was no penalties. All you pay is taxes. 85% of what you make with Social Security is included in your ordinary income tax. And this is exactly why I preach, I guess you could say, that how they're going to handle Social Security reductions. They're going to increase the taxable amount that they can tax on, and they're going to increase some kind of penalty if you make too much money. It's real simple. They will say, well, we never reduce taxes. But out of the other side of the mouth, they say, reduce it with a fee or with a tax. So they're really just not truth seekers at all.
No.
Did I answer your question?
So let me kind of feedback. So I can make a certain amount, but that doesn't mean that the Social Security is not still taxable. I make under what the limit is on my retirement from the state, but I'm paying taxes. I'm still paying taxes on my Social Security,
yes,
which amounts to about $3,000.
Yes, you're correct. Wow.
Okay.
Yes, that will never stop.
That's what I've been doing, and I was hoping I was wrong. And that form, right, if you've ever seen, you've probably seen that form. That's the stupidest, longest, most confusing form. A half of this and 80.085 of that, and divide that by half, and then put this amount from this line there, and then divide that, and then you put this amount. It's the most confusing thing.
Well, you know, anytime
thing.
They say they're going to simplify taxes, look for a few hundred or maybe a few thousand more pages.
Right.
You got it. Thank you, gentlemen. I appreciate your information.
I hope I answered your question.
You did. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Oh, gentlemen, she must have got the wrong number there.
Evidently.
I tell you. 272-9228 if you'd like to call and ask David a question, or ask Too Tall Matthew a question. Terry Adams, ask him. You ask me something, that's, I don't know what you might get, but I'll try.
You know, people are concerned about Social Security.
They should be.
Being there.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be there, but that is only probably going to be there for the folks who have a lower bottom line. As your bigger line, the bigger taxable amount gets bigger in the future, you will probably be more penalized. How do you avoid that? You call us now before it's too late and let us shift your investments where they won't be beat up by Biden's plan.
There you go.
We'll use tax deferral. We'll use non-qualified annuity stretches. We'll use all kinds of tools that he's not looking at right now,
mm-hmm,
to prevent. And you know what your taxable line will be potentially? Zero from your investments. Zero. So that zero will not hurt your Social Security. You have capital gains at the wazoo, stocks and mutual funds and all these things. You're about to get clobbered on your Social Security like you've never heard, never mm-hmm. seen before. Let's fix it. Let's fix it. Don't be in the predicament where you can say, well, why are they taxing me so much? Because you didn't get a plan. You didn't fix your plan.
That's right.
You just kept on going mm-hmm. on with all the investor guys that could care less about anything but selling you all this stuff.
That's right. If you fail to plan, you plan to fail.
You have got to get your investment where the taxes are lower. In this exactly. Biden plan, they're coming after our money.
Yes, sir.
You've
they
got
want it
to
all.
Fix it. We know how to fix a lot of it with these tax-deferred instruments. Call us. Please call us and get educated so that you can not be a casualty of what this war is, exactly. the haves against the have-nots right now.
That's
in
exactly
other words,
right.
If you have something,
that's right.
the have-nots want it.
This is wealth redistribution, and we're the victims.
Exactly, and they do not have any desire to have mercy on you if
no,
you worked very hard.
Not at all. Matter of fact, we're the enemy, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah, we're the enemy, and they're coming after us. I mean, look, if they would let children be dropped over walls uh-huh. simply because they can get a vote, what else do you think they would do? You don't think they wouldn't take your money from you to give to these people?
In a New York minute.
Well, Terry, I have a question.
Okay.
And this is kind of a serious question now.
Uh-oh. That's not like you.
I know. It's kind of out of character, isn't it?
It is.
What do you think is the possibility that our government may have been infiltrated by beings from another planet or a dimension in a chance to weaken us from within so that we'll be easy to conquer?
Well, I don't think we have aliens that work within our government. I think we have people who may have been in contact and that are running some kind of narrative. You got to remember the guy who was the father of NASA.
Bob NASA. That was
Bob NASA. I can't remember the German guy that came over here. Werner von Braun.
That's him.
His right hand person was a lady named Carol Rosen. Carol Rosen was a school teacher. She went on a tour at NASA. They met anyway. He chose her to be his right hand person, so he confided in her, and he made her remember. There's going to be a series of ops. It's all not going to be true, but they're going to use this against us. And he rattled off, his first it's going to be the communist threat from Russia, then it's going to be the terrorist. The last one was aliens. They're going to tell us that we're going to be attacked by aliens. They want to militarize space. They want to control every human being on this planet, and they're going to use aliens as an excuse. And I think that's kind of where we're headed. I'm not saying they're not real. They may be, but they're playing it up more so than it really is.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you think, this is just your opinion I'm after because I think about these things. Do you think people are actually coming here in little spaceships landing, or are they opening up, folding space, and stepping through dimensional doorways?
There are portals on this planet. Uh-huh. There are portals.
Uh-huh.
Here's the way I look at it. The Creator, whom I choose to call God, and if you don't believe there's a Creator, just look at anything, at the intricate detail. Look at the design of everything. If there's a designer, there's a designer.
Look at a leaf.
Exactly. Anything. Uh-huh. This way, the system, they're brilliantly designed. There's a designer. I choose to call him God, and that's all caps, by the way. I believe that when God put us here, and who am I to say, to limit God, to say we're the only species he created? We don't know.
No.
He's probably created billions more. I don't know.
We may be Mach 3 or something.
We may be. But I think he's told the other ones, stay away from Earth because they have to develop on their own, so hands off. So anything that's coming here is not a species that will be obeying God. In other words, they play for the other side, the dark side.
Right.
So I think the ones that are coming here are bad. They're what the people in the Bible would call demons, mm-hmm. in my opinion. That's just my opinion.
Man, that's a lot to think about.
I know.
Yeah. I've heard in the past that the Air Force loves for us to talk about flying saucers and things so they can hide some of these things they probably have already, what they call reverse engineered, that they may be playing around with. We see it up there in the air and we think it's, somebody else, but maybe it's some of the reverse engineering.
A lot of it is. Believe it or not.
Best way to cover it up, yeah.
Yeah.
The stealth bomber was flying in the 70s, y'all. The stealth bomber was flying in the 70s. So they love for people to report it as a UFO.
Oh, yeah.
That means that they successfully hit it.
It looks like one now. Back
exactly.
then, I'm sure it did. People have never seen anything like that.
We got a phone call, guys. Wow. Let's go to the phone. You're okay. On the air with David, Terry, and Too Tall Matthew. Identify yourself and don't cuss.
Good evening, Rusty Aldridge.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Kent Brantley from the hills of Elmore County. How are you, sir?
I'm doing good. And how about your guest over there this evening?
Terry looks like he's doing okay. He's sitting upright and taking in nourishment, so he's all right.
Hello, I'm proud of y'all doing that. Hey,
me too.
I went on the internet the other day, and I saw where you are taking videos and doing old videos and old film.
Yeah, send me something on Facebook about that. We'll chat about that, man.
Okay, yeah, I want to bring you some movies sometime to see and ask you more about transferring those over to the DVD disc.
Yeah, I can probably do that for you. Just send me some messages on the Facebook, man, and me and you'll get together on that.
Okay, yeah. Could I come by the station some afternoon, maybe sometime next week? Would it be okay to do that?
That's all right with me, if you get past the guards.
Yeah, okay.
There are. There's some nasty big old mouse traps out there, and there is an ice cream truck every 15 feet. You might not get through, but you're welcome to try.
Plus, there might be some of those little aliens.
Yeah, aliens. That's who's running the ice cream trucks. Kent, we got to run. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, thank you, sir. Bye-bye.
Yes, sir. My buddy Kent Brantley, he is a sport model. Y'all,
Ladies and gentlemen, Kent Brantley.
I'm going to tell you what, he came that close to being the mayor over there.
That's
impressive. we're being lied to constantly.
Of course we are.
Uh-huh. That's our problem. Nobody likes being lied to. We know they're lying to us. We know when they say, don't worry about this thing, we got it. But if they've got it, then why are they having to take such drastic actions to hold the economy together?
Exactly.
Why are they having to spend $1.9 trillion right now, and most of it is not for infrastructure. Most of it is to be given to these cities that were so laxed on keeping their money where they needed to be.
Yeah. And let themselves be burned down.
Yeah, their screw-ups are a problem.
Exactly. Right. We did the right thing, and we get penalized.
That's what it is. They're going to, and then all these people that are coming in, they got to have money to pay for them. They know this. That's why they're coming after our money, guys. That's why you've got to get in defense mode.
Absolutely.
And get defensive where they can't get your money.
That's right.
You know, there's legal things you can do to circumvent them taking your money away.
Yeah,
and certainly, there's legal things you can do to make money in the stock market or use in the stock market, but not lose it.
There you go.
I had a cousin who was circumvented, but I don't think they do that much anymore unless you ask.
Yeah, I think you have to.
Baby's got to be a real young.
Out of all these things that we cannot control out there that we're aware of, I mean, your money's one thing that you can control.
Well, good thought.
It's up to you to make
that's right.
Move.
You're right, Matthew. Absolutely correct.
Pick the phone up. 279-7431-205.
In the Birmingham area.
479, that's it. 205-479-0839.
Call us right now.
It's not just the Birmingham area. If you can hear our voice off the Birmingham station, or if you can hear our voice off the Montgomery station, call us.
Yep.
We are available.
Someone in Russia with a ham radio is going to call.
There you go.
Hello, comrade. I want to talk to you about my rubles.
That's right, Tavarich.
There's not that many asset preservationists right now. Most everybody's running into the hills where, you know.
Unless you got a few million dollars.
Yeah. It's just completely greedy.
Yep.
Right now, it's the most greedy thing I've ever seen in my life with the stock market.
Yep.
This is the most human greed I've ever seen.
Love of money.
And, you know, greed is not a good thing. It can really bounce back on you in the long run or maybe in the short run. Don't be too greedy.
Love of money is the root of all sorts of evil.
You know,
true.
Get out of certain situations before it's too late.
Yep.
You know, if you can cash out and get a lot of money, you know, that old saying, one bird in the hand's better than two in the bush.
Yep.
Don't worry about those two birds in the bush.
Nope.
Grab that bird that's in your hand. If you're 60 years old or older, 55 or older, hang on to it. Hang on to what you got.
You better.
Because you ain't got enough time, probably,
to come back. If we really do crash and we really have a 10-year down or more, if you're over than 50 or 55 years old, you're not going to like what's going to happen to you.
No. That's really the key right there, David, is if you're young and you want to play with the stock market, go for it. If you got disposable income and you want to play, go right ahead, man. You never know. You may hit the right stock, and next thing you know, you're a millionaire. Good luck. However, if you're my age, you're 60 or older, time is short, and every bit of money that you're going to need to live on the rest of your life, your family, you don't risk that money. It's too important. You got to protect it.
Amen.
Amen.
That's how it works.
Yeah, I mean, we still make good money when the market goes up. We just don't lose any. And we still, but here's the thing, that tax deferral.
That
not having to pay taxes.
Yeah, exactly.
That's nice. You pay them when you want to on the non-qualified programs. That is the ones that are not IRAs, not 401ks.
Right.
On those, you don't have to pay any taxes until you're 72 years old. And then
Sweet.
It's minimal.
Sweet.
But, you know, most of this stuff that's in the stock market and all this other stuff, they're going to get hit so hard with taxes, it's going to do some bad destruction to the inner system.
That's right.
And you don't want to be part of it.
No.
So consider repositioning yourself.
I like that.
You know, people have done this all down through time. Change the way you're doing things, and you'll be glad you did. You know, they have terms for this, and one of them is a contrarian. Be contrary.
There you go.
Don't go with the crowd.
Yep.
Don't go with the crowd. Go away from the crowd.
Amen.
And this is the way a lot of investment people operate. And guess what? They're the richest ones usually. Why? Because they sell when everybody's buying and they buy when everybody's selling.
Yep. That's right.
But if you don't know when to buy or when to sell,
that's the key.
Can get into the program that we've got and it will automatically buy when it needs to buy, and it automatically sell when it needs to sell, and you'll never lose any money.
Wow. That's like a win-win.
Plus, it'll be tax-deferred or tax-free if we gear it that way. So, you know, this is beautiful stuff, and you need that information. There's some more problems. Let's say you have not built, let's say you're 40, 50 years old, maybe 60, and you hadn't saved up enough money. But you got an income coming in.
Mm-hmm.
We can fix it so that if something goes wrong, you're going to get an explosion of dollars, hundreds of thousands, maybe millions, tax-free. But if you can hang on for a little while longer, even though you've waited too long anyway, we can build your income back up to be tax-free.
Wow.
That's called overfunded life, by the way. You need to look at one of them if you're in that situation. You know, not everything's for everybody. Sometimes that's not even for, you know, if you got money that's been built up, you probably don't want overfunded life.
Right.
You probably don't need it as bad as the next person. But you probably need long-term care, or you need your assets positioned so that if something goes wrong, the government don't take it away from you. You know, Medicaid system can make you lose your money.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If you don't have it where they don't
protect it,
make you spend down.
Exactly.
There's all kinds of things, and it's all uniquely different for different ages and different people, different folks,
different situations.
Strokes.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
That makes sense.
So we sat down with you, and you know, we don't cookie cutter this stuff. This is just designed specifically around you uniquely, and we don't charge any fees to do this. We sat down with you, and we try to get a complete picture of what you're about. Before we start making some kind of recommendations need to look at.
Yep.
And
that's the way to do it.
How do you do that? How do you get in touch with David Earnest? Well, I can tell you.
Tell me.
Matthew, you want to throw the numbers out there?
Or
you want me to do it? You go ahead.
I believe in myself. I can do it.
You the man.
You can do it. 279-7431. Any other area, Birmingham area, surrounding areas, 205-479-0839.
Wow.
And as David said,
any area that can hear us,
if you're within the sound of our voices,
either number will get us.
You call either one of those, you'll talk to David, Too Tall Matthew, or Princess Leah, and they'll set up a time you can come in, or you're still doing the Zoom meetings, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you can. There's just so many ways.
It's easy.
Yeah, so many ways that there's no hoops to have to jump through. You push a button and you're there. And you may choose to go in and sit down and talk to David, because I tell you what,
the information he is going to give you, you better bring a bucket with you just to put all the information in. Bring two buckets just in case there's an overflow.
Uh-huh. Because I'm actually working on, I've got a book almost published. We've said this before.
Uh-huh.
It's just about to be printed up.
Good.
But we're working on two more books.
Two more?
Two more books.
Which one's going to have the connect the dot in it?
They're all going to be similar but different. And the reason why these books are being written is because what we do is so unique to what a lot of other asset people do, asset preservationists and you know, investment type people. So we want people to understand that there's hope.
There's another way. That's the key.
Where you need and not get screwed over by these socialists that are trying to take away everything you've got.
Mm-hmm. Well said.
They don't care about you. They don't love you. They love the vote, and they love themselves.
Yep.
You know, and we also have a website. It's called retirewithartist.com. You can go there. But you know the best thing? Just call us.
Yep.
We'll call you right back.
334-279-7431.
There you go.
I can't recommend these people more, folks. They handle my money, the little short mean woman's money, my mom's money. They're ethical, they're good people, and they will help you. I promise you they will. So take my word for that.
Yeah, we got a couple of minutes left, fellas. Terry?
Yes.
You're going to be back on the radio.
I'll be on the radio Saturday night from 6 till 10.
Saturday night with...
Not Friday night.
Clearing Saturday. There. I got mixed clearing up last...
I do it all the time.
It's
my
crazy.
Days don't have a feel anymore.
It's weird. But Terry has an interesting show with a lot of interesting ideas, some very thought-provoking stuff. And
if you've been provoked
to think about some sort of a fun vehicle you can drive off-road and do all kind of fun stuff with on water, you need to go see... Terry out at what's the name of the place?
Allen's Motor Supports.
That's I couldn't think of that. Allen's Motor Supports out
that's
there.
It.
It's out there on the
Eastern Boulevard.
The Boulevard.
Look for the big bright blue building. It's fun sold here.
That's what it says on the side.
Yes, sir.
And David, you're there waiting for somebody to give you a call, and you may have some positive good news here about this other thing we've been talking about. Maybe next week.
I think it's coming. I think we're gonna get that. And you know, my intent is to try to get a lot of the Southeast so that we can tell the message that they're never hearing. You know.
Yes. They need to hear it, David.
Mm-hmm. They need to hear it because there's bad things that could happen, and they need to be protected.
Exactly.
You know, nobody really cares about them. They're trying to get to their money, not protect their money. So, mm-hmm. They need to understand there's ways to protect your money.
Amen.
There you go. One more time, 279-7431. Or if you're within the sound of our voices, 205-479-0839. Matthew, what you got going on, man? You got a big weekend planned?
Man, I'm just rolling with it right now.
Good.
Just
rolling with it. Enjoying the weather. I know we got some rain coming.
How are your kids? Your kids okay?
They're doing great.
Yeah.
Good.
Fantastic.
Good.
Yeah.
That's great.
Crazy
man.
To there think this school year is coming to an end.
Wow.
I'm so messed up. I don't even know when school's in or out.
I have no idea.
I mean, we went
It's been a wacky one. I know we've got to get out, but virtual back and forth to real school, virtual school, bless their hearts, and the teachers.
I got something for us tonight heading out. Sometimes you just feel like you're looking for clues, you know what I'm saying? Little Robert Palmer, do you know this song is 40 years old now?
No, did Moon Martin write this one? He wrote most of this hit.
I don't know, but it's a good one. See you next time. It's crazy, but a friend got the sound of the telephone. Oh, yeah.